Oh my gosh, it has been almost an entire week since I podcasted, and I'm so sorry. I know last week when on Tuesday I said I was going to probably podcast about the introduction of the new iPad as well as the Super Tuesday and all that stuff, but I just got too busy. There were just too many things going on, and you know, when you feel like you're forced to podcast, you stop doing it. So I just was like, I'm going to podcast when I have time. Well, it's almost a week later and I have some time. Of course, I was going to talk about the new iPad. I did watch the keynote last week, and I can't think of the guy's name, the new CEO. I should know that, but I don't know what his name is. Anyway, I thought he did a pretty good job, but Phil Schiller was the one who actually introduced the new iPad, and he did a pretty good job. As lots of Apple naysayers are saying, that this is not really a new iPad, it's just an incremental step or upgrade. I would agree with that, but I'm an Apple crazy person, as you all know, and I'm going to get the latest and greatest every time. So I was several things I'm really, really happy about. Now, one of them is, there are three major upgrades to the iPad for this time around. One is the Retina display, and that is like it's like a better than an HD TV resolution. It's supposed to be really amazing and all of that. And the display, that's fine. The iPad 2 I thought was really good, and the iPad 1 actually, the screen was pretty good. But the two things that I was really pleased with the upgrade in are the camera, which is now up to a 5-megapixel EyeSight camera that has all the lenses and all the, you know, the face detection, all that kind of stuff. So I was really pleased with that, because at 5 megapixels, I can actually take pictures of things and use those pictures on the web. The other camera was so low in terms of megapixels and such low quality that I could not do that before. And the way I use the iPad would be to take pictures, like when we're out doing the wineries and stuff, and be able to use those pictures to post instead of having to carry my big digital SLR around with me. I think these pictures that the new iPad will be able to take will be of good enough quality to go on the website. So, of course, nothing will be for real until I actually get the thing in my hands and take some pictures with it and see. But that's one of the things that I'm very pleased with. The other upgrade that I'm very pleased with is the 4G LTE. I'm always looking for, as long as I've had the first iPad, I've had the AT&T unlimited plan. And I've never gone over, I think the most I downloaded 1 month was 2 gigabytes. So, you know, I haven't really ever used the unlimited part of it. So, reading about the 4G LTE, I had to decide whether I was going to go with AT&T or Verizon. So I checked out their maps of their coverage area, and right where I live, the 4G is definitely within my area and a good surrounding area, probably a good hour out of the city. So I was very pleased with that. The other thing that I wanted to check in on was the overall coverage of AT&T versus Verizon, because we go out to wineries all over the state of Virginia, and sometimes there's not even AT&T coverage. So I checked out the overall coverage for Verizon, and they have a much better coverage, it looks like. And being at some of the wineries, they have told us, oh yeah, you can only get Verizon out here, you can't get AT&T. So I decided to go with the Verizon 4G LTE, because even when there's not 4G, it will revert to the 3G. So that's a good thing. So those were the two major things that I was pleased with. Of course, it's got a faster processor with faster graphics and stuff like that. I mean, all kinds of little things, but those are the two big things for me, was the better camera and the faster connection. And some people say, I heard this on a podcast, Daniel Brewer, that the majority of people who buy these tablets are only get Wi-Fi, and that's fine. But for me, when we're out traveling around at wineries, I actually need the connection, because there's no Wi-Fi at the majority. Actually, like 98% of the wineries do not have Wi-Fi. So I need a connection if I want to you know, do the social media while we're tasting Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. So I need a connection. So for me, it's right. And I don't even carry my laptop anymore. It's either my desktop at home or the iPad. I don't even use a laptop anymore. It's completely replaced the laptop. Anyway, I tried to follow along the keynote when it was being introduced last Wednesday, and I followed the majority of it. But then when I got home, I tried to order the new iPad, you know, get the pre-orders, but Apple's website was like crashing and down most of the time, so I had a really hard time getting my order in. But I eventually did. I think the timestamp on my order was 4:40 p.m., so about 3 hours after the keynote, well, roughly 2.5, 3 hours after the keynote, I was able to place my order. What did I order? Well, I got the new iPad. It's not iPad 3. It's just the new iPad, or just the iPad. So I got the new iPad with 64 gigabytes of memory. I had 32 before, but I have pretty much filled up the 32, so I went with the 64. And I got the 4G LTE, and I got the black one, because that's what I've had 2 times now, and I like the black. So, and it will be delivered on Friday, March 16th. Now, I've been tracking because on Friday, I got a shipment email saying that my iPad is shipped, so you can click on the little thing and follow the shipping. So I clicked on it, and as of this morning, or actually as of about 3 hours ago, it is sitting in Louisville, Kentucky, just waiting for Thursday night to arrive, because I read on one of the websites that all the first wave of orders have been shipped, and they're sitting at the UPS or FedEx facility or whatever, waiting for Thursday night. And they're actually sitting in, what the article said was, they're sitting in a big 18-wheeler locked up, being guarded until Thursday night, when they will get shipped closer to their destinations, and then Friday delivery. I am really hoping mine gets here like 10 a.m. I don't think it will, but I would love it if it did, because then I can play with it, because I'm taking the day off. I know. People think I'm crazy to take the day off just to play with my iPad, but I don't care. That's what I like to do. Where was I going with that? I forgot what I was going to say. I don't know. Anyway, so I ordered the new iPad. It's coming in. I got it engraved. It's sitting in Louisville, Kentucky. I can't wait for it to arrive and play with it. Of course, on Friday, I'm going to have to end my unlimited 3G service with AT&T and begin the 4G LTE service with Verizon. The pricing is going to be $30 a month for 2 gigabytes, and that is more than enough for me. However, I keep seeing this commercial on TV that says, you know, Verizon, get twice as much data for the same price, 4 gigabytes for $30, and I wonder if that will be the case when I sign up. I don't know. We'll see. So, that's the deal. Is anybody else getting an iPad? Has anybody else pre-ordered theirs? Anybody else getting it delivered on Friday? You know I'm a crazy Apple person, so I have to have the latest and greatest. Although that's not the case with laptops and desktops anymore. For the past 2 years, because my current desktop I got, well, let's see, it's March, about a year ago. But since then, it's all been about the iPad, because I got the iPad 2, and now I got the iPad 3. Oh, but the other thing, I don't remember what it was. Also, on Wednesday's announcement of the new iPad, Apple just quietly, kind of very briefly, quietly announced the a new version of the Apple TV, not the iTV, but the Apple TV, with supposedly an upgraded processor and so that it can handle 1080p, what's it called? 1080p on your HDTV, that's what it is. So, and I have been, actually, before they announced it, I had been thinking of getting another one, because I want to have one in my bedroom so that any shows that I start in my computer room, I can finish watching in my bedroom. So I went ahead and ordered the new Apple TV. I don't know when that one's going to come, though. I hope it'll come on Friday, but I don't think so. But if it does, then I'll have something else to play with. Anyway, the new Apple TV has a new user interface and can do 1080p, and that's pretty much it. There haven't been a lot of upgrades to it, and I think that's probably why it was so quiet. But when it comes in, I will be moving my old Apple TV, which is pretty much the same model, it just only does 720p, into my bedroom, so I can watch Netflix as started and stuff. Because I use my Wi-Fi connection from my computer, and I share that with my Apple TV and my iPad and my iPhone. Yeah, I'm crazy. I know I'm crazy. All Apple all the time, right? So anyway, I know I will not be podcasting probably the rest of this week because I just have too much to do. Too many things to do in the evening. So this is probably it for the week. But I did want to say that tomorrow, Tuesday, is the... are the primaries in Mississippi and Alabama, and I hope there's an upset, and I hope that Rick Santorum gets them both. Last week on Super Tuesday, I know I probably should not go into this other topic because I'm already at 11 minutes. Last week on Super Tuesday, Rick Santorum got 3 states, and Mitt Romney got 6, and got 1. Is that right? I don't know. It's still looking really good for Romney wrapping this up, but we'll see with time. And that's all I'm going to talk about because I'm way past the time I usually talk because I spent way too much time talking about Apple because I'm a crazy Apple person, and I have no problem admitting that and letting people know because people already know that about me. All right, that is enough for today. I hope you all had a nice weekend, and I will probably be back next week unless something incredible happens this week and I'm able to podcast again, but I am really busy this week. So take care, and until next time, bye.